Steve and Jill for the Currents Morning Show, and the Arts Roundup is supported by the St. Croix Valley Pottery Tour. That's right, the Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from NPR News is here. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, we have a lot of theater going on right now. Sometimes I realize I have sort of in the performing arts world, you know, I did a lot of theater in high school, and so I have this sort of slight theater bias. I'm confessing here.
Were you in drama club?
Oh my God, was I ever.
Uh-oh. Guys, I was in drama
Were you in drama club too?
You guys.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay, man. That makes three of us.
Yes. Wow, okay. Three for three? Really?
I know. Oh. Jade, were you in drama club? Jade says yes.
Of course Jade was in
all
drama
four
club.
Four of us. Oh my gosh. You know what that means? It's like, this is what happens to failed theater majors.
That's
public
right.
Radio.
Yep. Yay.
Either that or, you know.
Or you review theater.
Denny's. I think. Which we're just, you know, one click away from here at all,
yes,
at any time.
Exactly.
Anyway, continue, please.
So we've got a lot of theater going on right now that I just think is worth checking out. So just, you know, take my bias into consideration when I talk about this stuff. But first off, Guthrie Theater marked its 50th anniversary yesterday.
That's right.
50 years old. Wow, this week. That's, you know, it's kind of an amazing thing when you think about the fact that back in 1963, mm-hmm, that they were, you know, just trying to get this regional theater idea up on the boards, and, you know, where people were sort of getting together and saying, yeah, we should do something. And so they put it on the Walker Art Center grounds back in 63. And then over the years, they've just had this amazing history, and now they're this huge theater on the riverfront. So congratulations to the Guthrie Theater. If you'd like to help the Guthrie Theater celebrate, might I suggest an Iliad, not the Iliad, mind you, but an Iliad. This is an adaptation of Homer's The Iliad, and it's a one-man show, and it's sort of modernized now in the shadow of the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria. So it's sort of bringing this to the fore and saying, you know, this story is still so relevant today. You know, maybe if this storyteller tells this story of war one more time, people will finally listen, mm-hmm, and take heed of the message in this story. Mm-hmm. So, and the person who's telling this story is a local actor, Stephen Yoakam, who I can't think of a better actor in the Twin Cities really to take on this part. He seems meant for the role. He has that sort of ageless, timeless presence about him that can convey sort of the Greek tragedy in, mm-hmm, a really great sense. So Stephen Yoakam is the poet in An Iliad, which is on through the end May 26th and the Dowling Studio at the Guthrie Theater. So happy birthday, Guthrie. Then another singular man, James Beard, I Love to Eat, is a show. I Love to Eat is a show at the Illusion Theater. And it's getting great reviews, and it's, you know, it's all exploring the first great American foodie, James Beard, who brought cooking. You know, he was the television cooking show host, you know, before Julia Child, and really, yeah.
I never knew that, actually.
Yeah, 1946. Hmm. 1946, he brought, you know, cooking to the small screen. So it's, you know, it's a sort of a very charming portrait that involves cooking. And, you know, but although Graydon Royce, a critic at the Star Tribune, is like, I'd like to see a little more cooking on stage. But he just found it charming. And really, for any of the foodies out there, this could be a fun night for you. And then also Tesla. You know, I have a certain affection.
We're getting tickets for Tesla.
Not the band.
Not the band.
Oh, okay. All right. Just want to make
not the band. This is Tesla as in Tesla versus Edison,
right,
the original man. This is a show about Tesla. Mm-hmm. Our worlds collide sometimes.
Yes, yes.
At Nimbus Theater in Northeast Minneapolis is putting on this show, looking at this poet of science, they call him. You know, he was a man way ahead of his time. And I believe he, like, died, you know, just sort of a pauper at one point. You know, he just really, his genius and his pocketbook were, of course, you know, in the way of all geniuses, he was poorly matched. You know, it's like the artist in his lifetime never was really appreciated for all that he was worth. And he is that in the science world. So, you know, he predicted mobile phones, robotics, all those sorts of things. So I think it would be, if you have any fascination with the life of Tesla or electricity, you know, and goodness knows we've all got a lot of electricity in our lives right now.
I enjoy electricity.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. We radio people especially really enjoy electricity. So yeah, Tesla is another event for you. This runs this week. It's May 11th through June 9th. So that's your opportunity to check out Tesla, not the band, the show, in Northeast Minneapolis at the Nimbus Theater.
As always, you know, and a great time to focus on theater again with the reminder of 50 years with the Guthrie, you know, and just the fact that we are such a nucleus of fantastic arts and theater
amazing
here in this community.
So. Yeah, and also, I wasn't going for a theme, but look, three sort of singular men out there. We got Tesla, we got James Beard, and then we've got, you know, Homer, the poet, telling the story of the Iliad. So
awesome. Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog at mprnews.org, and she joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup, which is supported this morning by the St. Croix Valley Pottery Tour, celebrating 21 years as the national destination for handmade pottery. May 10th to the 12th, 50 potters from 18 states at 7 local studios, more at minnesotapotters.com.